Yes,
Scott?
But since it is my first podcast, guys, before we get started, I just wanted to check and make sure that I know what I'm doing. So I've gone over and listened to the past ones, and I have a little list of what we do. So let me verify it with you and make sure that I've got it right, okay?
Go for it.
First,
Scott,
we do the introduction. And then Scott has some trouble with his phone. Then, Wedge, you start out a discussion, but it quickly veers into everybody talking about how Torchwood sucks. Next, Scott and Ken get into a fight. And then Tuffy tries to intervene and bring up something that's sort of topical. And you talk about that for a little bit, but then everybody agrees that the British version of whatever it is better. As you're talking about that, somebody starts to breathe heavily into the phone. Ken
that would
usually
be Scott, not
on
somebody.
It, and, well, I was being nice. And then
Thank you. And then
somebody else makes some filthy innuendo about the breathing. Then somebody else says something that's just really explicitly perverse. Everybody talks about that for a while, then Widge says the podcast is over. That triggers the descent into depravity and chaos for the next 10 minutes, and then that's the actual end. So am I right, or did I miss something?
I think 10 minutes is being conservative as to the time.
Well, true. Sometimes it's more like 20, and then sometimes there's the after-podcast podcast, so that's kind of a flexible time.
Yeah, it's called Podcast After Dark.
That's where you get the rough 103.2 jazz.
Exactly.
I think she's right.
I think that's brilliant.
Wait,
Gary.
Can we get Scott replaced with a woman, too?
I don't know, Scott. What about some of your fans that we met at the con? Can they be persuaded?
I do not meet my fans. I am very upset about that.
That's
yeah, it's because you're such a stuck-up bitch. You couldn't go out and spend some time with them?
No, I was helping you unload all that crap for the film fest.
Well, I love when the accent really comes out. I was unloaded all that crap for the film fest. Woohoo!
Oh,
I do declare, there was crap for that film fest. I was unloaded. Our names is Scott.
Wow.
This is going to be great. All right.
And we're only getting started.
We've seen you staggering out of the work week. But now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a needcoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for Weekend Justice.
Welcome to another NeedCoffee.com podcast. This is the Weekend Justice here in the Hall of Weekend Justice. And the Weekend Justice League, we have Scott C., our Minister of Naughty Bits. Hi,
hello,
Scott.
All.
Yes. We also have Ken Plume is here from QuickStopEntertainment.com to provide much-needed color commentary. Hello, Ken.
Could you sound a little more excited?
No. No, I could not.
Okay.
Oh, good. And we do have a Tuffley on the line. However, it's not your father's Tuffley, so to speak. It's Mrs. Tuffley rather than Mr. Tuffley. We have Kim, who writes as Oblique Red on occasion on the site. Hello, Kim.
Hello, everyone.
It's so, Dr. Mike and Miss Kim.
coming out soon from Vestron Video. So...
Well, you know, you didn't only marry me for my carpentry skills.
Tell us about your woodworking.
What do you want to know?
Does it go against the grain?
Only occasionally.
I think I found my assistant minister of naughty bits.
No, I think we found your replacement.
What you mean,
yeah, that's right.
Well,
she might be
gunning
for your job,
benefit.
Dude.
We'll talk later.
Don't do it, Kim. Do not talk to him later.
It's a trick. Get an axe.
Don't listen to Ken. He wants you all to himself, but he can't have you.
Okay, shut up, Scott. Back to the
woodwork. I think somebody else actually has dibs, guys.
Really? Who?
Three guesses.
Rob?
No. Ooh. Although we did have fun taking him and his fiancée to IKEA.
That's an elaborate euphemism for something.
Because you know what, Ken? The desks there are flat-packed.
They are. Ooh. It makes it much easier to transport them.
To a wonderful place.
And the size.
Tell us about the ergonomic chair, the Ufuvlaf.
All the furniture is so friendly at IKEA. They all have names. You feel like you can get to know them. Or you can use them to pick your next World of Warcraft character.
Yes, I believe they call it Chairstacy.
What I love is where you go into IKEA and they have the places where it's like, here's how to outfit an apartment that's only 50 square feet.
It's always so amazing. I wish that IKEA had been in my hometown when I was in college, because I could have actually used that. Instead, I made do with milk crates like all college students do.
Yes, from the Milk Crate Emporium
downtown,
exactly. Your local town.
Yeah, all of the mom-and-pop Milk Crate Emporium stores went out of business when the IKEA came. It's kind of sad.
Right, because they even sell their own milk crates, and they're called Gürtchen.
Exactly.
No, I believe their milk crate is called Gunterfang. Bringer of crate.
I thought that was a German industrial band.
It is now. Put it on the list.
All right, good.
Is that with or without umlauts?
Every metal band has umlauts. Umlauts are the most important part. It's the signifier.
Yes.
Yes, you're writing the liner notes for their album.
Oh.
I could make up an elaborate story about what their signifier is for, too. My bill rate is very reasonable.
Let's play Just a Minute.
Okay.
Oh, God.
You've got 60 seconds to come up with an elaborate story about what they signify.
What letters are they over?
I was thinking the U and the A. And if you really wanted to fuck with people, the F.
All right.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Go.
The umlauts over the U are signifiers of how the emptiness that is contained within the U is not true emptiness, but is instead filled with the creativity of the band's music. The creativity overflows from the top, which is represented by the two little dots. The umlauts over the A are slightly different. The A is round and closed, but the band does not have closed hearts. They are beyond the boundaries of their traditional genre, and so the umlaut is necessary to represent the way that they transcend the traditional boundaries that would be imposed on them by the music industry, critics, and other such places. The controversial but innovative decision to place an umlaut over a consonant reflects the innovativeness of the band and their willingness to go outside even the laws of grammar to express their wild creativity and deep musical boundaries.
That's a minute, and I think I'm in love.
Why are you keep writing on the site?
When I could have stepped in and hit a buzzer, but I was like, you know what? The sound of her voice is going to help our ratings.
You need more gynecological Americans on the podcast, Wedge.
Yeah, that's what I think. Less Scott, more Kim.
Did you say thanatological?
I said gynecological Americans.
Oh, I see. So
wasn't that a David Bowie song?
I believe it was, yes.
I'm afraid of gynecological Americans. I'm afraid
then you
of,
can just have girls. That's okay, too.
I'm afraid I can't help it. oh, God. So, what?
Nothing.
Are you okay, Scott?
I'm fine.
I'm so glad.
Scott's feeling marginalized. I'm enjoying that. Keep going.
No, Scott knows he has a very special place in my heart forever because he was the first person to RSVP for my wedding. Anyone who has ever planned a wedding knows how important that is to a bride.
And me and Widge were groomsmen at your wedding.
You were.
Well, you two got
it. You were. And I have been complimented many times on the fact that I actually had Widge in a color.
I don't do that for everybody.
We appreciate it very much. We take it as a signifier, again, of the depth of our friendship.
There you go.
See, it's not just for snark and vulgarity, guys. There's friendship on
Udacity.com. If I had gotten an invitation, I would have been there, too.
You're... Oh, goodness.
She can't even respond to that.
No, she
I'm just saying... You could have responded to the email and let us know that we had the wrong address. I was very sad when I found that out. I even told my friends I was really upset because of all the people that I was told to invite by my family and didn't really want to be there, I would have preferred that one of their invitations had gotten lost in the mail.
I thought she was going to say that you were one of them, Ken.
Well,
of course not.
The address was correct, so there was nothing to correct.
I think we had an old one or something. It came back to me.
Ken has always lived on that 3-acre farm out in the middle of nowhere.
You have a compound?
Yes, I have a compound.
Is it backed out of Google Earth? Because that would be really cool.
I call it Kenny Vale Fields.
Forever.
And all the sheep have this very nervous look on their faces.
Well, sheep are, you know, nervous critters.
Yeah, especially with Ken around.
I am Ken of Plume Gables.
Well, you like putting
have
on
you cut anyone
head,
in the neck?
Pardon?
I can't believe Ken cut her in the neck.
Well, Ken, you're so fond of interesting headgear. Get yourself some ponytails.
I hear you're fond of interesting headgear, too.
No, pretty normal.
No.
Kim, did I mention how glad I am that you're here?
Thank you very much. It means a lot to me to be so warmly welcomed.
What happened to Mike?
Oh, he's a little tied up tonight. He can't really make it.
Oh, really?
Oh, is that for later?
Maybe.
It could have been before as well.
Well, there's no
now
need to
not...
limit oneself.
Now, you're not using actual rope, are you? Because that chafes.
It's
I would
licorice.
Never do anything to chafe my husband.
Okay.
That would be unkind.
Okay.
And counterproductive.
Because, that, I mean, that...
The ratings are going to be great on this!
I like to do my small part.
So does Scott.
No, I have an average part. Wait a minute.
Oh, that was lovely.
Thank you.
Oh boy.
We're back to Jimmy Kimmel, Ken. Weren't they sufficient?
Well, so much for the agenda that tonight, huh, Lord?
What agenda?
That is
I think we're sticking
true.
Right to the agenda I talked about earlier.
That's right.
But we haven't gotten to Torchwood yet. Anybody want to mention it?
You just did.
The radio play was much better than most of the episodes.
No.
Not that that's an incredibly high standard, but still.
No, well, you can't get much lower than zero or much higher when you're not even aspiring to it.
I think that depends on what number system you're using.
Real numbers?
Oh, well, in real numbers. This isn't going to be a non-Euclidean geometry podcast. I'm kind of disappointed. But I guess
frankly, I don't know about Widge, but I'm thinking we let you take it wherever you want.
Yeah.
The podcast.
Speak for yourself.
He is.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I just happen to agree with him. Oh.
I don't know. I have no agenda this evening.
Well, the one thing we should mention, and Kim, you write about games, so
yes,
so
I
you
do.
Could probably you could probably help us with this, is the reason that gamers have to rejoice about our friend in
Mega
your
Man
neck
9?
Of the woods.
You mean Mega Man 9 for the Wii?
No.
Oh,
not
what,
Mega
is
Man
9. What is
which
reason?
Reason,
Widge?
Even better. Our friend Jack Thompson getting disbarred in Florida.
Oh, yes.
Yes, my state finally does something right.
It always does something right. Now it's done something left.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
See, you didn't have to do that.
What?
I was born in Florida too, Scott.
Yeah.
He left.
Yeah, I did.
Well, it's kind of hard to leave Tallahassee. I mean, I've had...
You've done it several times. We've seen you at Dragon Con. You just
you
keep going
back. I always get dragged back, and so do a lot of other people.
Oh,
so,
what's dragging
is there a
back?
Miniature black hole there? Like, is the gravity really strong?
I don't know. I mean, I've had people apply to, like, the military, and somehow they end up back in Tallahassee. I don't know what it is.
That's scary.
I know.
Do you think it's somehow the fault of the Large Hadron Collider?
No, we do have the magnetic lab. That might be part of it.
Seeker physics. You never know.
Next thing you know, there's going to be a large mist rolling in off the lake.
Now why are we blaming physics?
Not with the tiny thing we call a lake here. It's yeah. Be
why
like
are we blaming
thing.
Physics for Scott's inability to drive north?
Well, there is. I think we were talking more about other people.
Yes.
Well,
no, I'm asking Scott. Scott, why haven't you left? What was your last attempt to leave?
To leave Tallahassee.
He came to Dragon Con.
No, I meant
something
that was
left.
A visit.
You mean actually leave?
Yes.
Plenty of people have left on a visit and then decided, you know what, just call me a refugee.
What are you, Tom Petty?
Thank
but you.
You
don't want to live like a refugee, Wedge.
No one wants to live like a refugee.
You don't want to live like a refugee.
That's right.
You don't
but
have
if you
to
get
live
in the
like
camp,
refugee.
If you could be, you could be a refugee camp all-star.
Or an American Girl.
What, like the Dolls?
Yes.
Yes, exactly
Scott?
Like the Dolls.
Scott, why haven't you left?
Why should I? I have plenty of
what
friends.
What the fuck was that creepy goddamn voice in response for?
No, I'm not being creepy. I'm being, why should I? I have plenty of friends.
Well,
I have
who will,
lots
who
of
will
freedom
feed
outlets
water
out.
All the boys in the basement?
Why should I, Clarice? Suddenly it's
you
Peter Lorre.
Oh, please. You think if I had boys in the basement, I'd be doing this podcast?
Oh,
I don't know, but that's
Ken.
Not a band name for you, dude.
What do you mean, Ken? What do you mean, why do I not leave?
Basement? Oh, dear.
They're my experiments.
Yes, yes, and soon I will rule the world.
Now he sounds like himself again.
Hmm.
Which? Boys in the Basement. There's another band name.
Boys in the Basement?
Yes.
Got it.
Their first single is Go East.
Is that Boys with
his Oh, no. Their first single is Go North.
I was about to say.
So, Scott, beside your creepy reasons, what are
Wait, does Scott have reasons besides his creepy reasons? I mean,
actually,
I would think creepy reasons would be sufficient.
No, actually, I do. I have plenty of friends here. I have a good state job, and I have lots of creative outlets in Tallahassee. So it never really made sense to move somewhere else.
Those are good reasons.
Those are perfectly acceptable.
Thank
Less
you.
Interesting than the creepy ones, though.
Well, yeah. But
okay.
he didn't want the regular reasons.
That's true.
Well,
so it's
you
his fault.
Went to the creepy reasons first.
Well, we always go for the creepy reasons first.
I mean, it is Scott.
Yeah.
It is Scott.
Exactly.
Yes.
So who was the last person you looked up while on the job?
Why, you know, whatever do you mean, Ken?
You know, when
I would
you're
never
bored.
Do that.
Yeah, bullshit.
I would never do something like that. And
bullshit.
Even if I did, I wouldn't admit it on a recording.
Yeah. Who's your supervisor?
Why do you care, Ken? Ken, I don't want to talk about work.
Ooh.
No, it's just I deal
Scott,
enough with
what's
work.
Happening at
stuff.
Work? Are there problems at work? Is everything okay? Are you doing okay, Scott? What's up with work, Scott? Tell us about your day.
Scott never wants a second cup at home.
So to speak.
I got a quarterly review coming up, Scott. What's going on?
Everything's fine. It's just I don't want to... I want to have fun, so why should I talk about work?
Did they take your stapler?
No, my stapler's right where it should be.
Are you sure? When did you last see it?
Underneath the covers.
Ow!
No,
I don't think I like that implication.
Neither do I.
What implication are you getting from it?
Well, what implication you were implying?
That you were overly attached to your stapler?
No pun intended.
No, he intended it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that one was intended.
You were awfully defensive.
No.
No more than usual.
That no
exactly.
Wasn't evasive in the least.
No, Ken. I'm not being evasive.
Don't go near the basement! Don't! Oh. My life, work, ruined! Get the net! We can still corral some of it.
Rick, you have to hide me!
In your
car. Oh, I don't hide.
Yes,
that's
we know.
True.
And I've already made that suggestion and we've said no.
Which suggestion?
What?
What did I say no to?
Sanctuary!
Can I ring the bells? What suggestion have I said no to?
Wade, you have a beautiful basement.
Is that
a
suggestion?
Yeah, that's a good question. How's the techno camp coming?
It's slow.
Ah.
I.e., no progress.
So, you know, I've got a fucking website to run. It takes a lot of time.
No, I was actually going to give you the valid excuse that you had to deal with a lightning strike and its damages.
Well, there is that. I've still got that tree menacing my backyard.
Before you get all pissy defensive about it, I was going to defend your lack of progress on the Techno Cave.
Well, thank you.
Damn it. Touchy tonight. Is it because a woman's here? You're all like Twitter?
No, I'm not twittering right now.
Yeah, we've got the same problem. We've got like a tree we have to get rid of before it falls on our neighbor's house, and we're liable. So, yeah, those are fun.
Yes.
Yeah, that's never fun.
Yes,
we have not.
Neighbors is never fun.
What was that?
What was what?
They just got a new message.
Okay.
Someone's multitasking.
Actually,
we're
during this podcast.
You mean it doesn't rivet every bit of your attention for the entire duration of the recording?
What? Nothing does that for Ken.
Oh, right.
He's like a magpie.
How is that like a magpie?
Well, you know, you're like talking to us and then it's like, ooh, something shiny.
No. More like something more important.
Are you saying we're not important?
What?
You hear this, witch? He thinks we're not important.
Oh, he can think whatever he like. I'm just glad he's thinking.
Yeah.
That's like, that's like a PSA. Think whatever you want. Just think.
Just think. Think
Ooh.
For yourself, schmuck.
That's good.
So, okay,
why
well,
is she not writing for our site?
I am.
She is.
Oh,
she has.
No, you know what? I want the question to be asked. Why are you writing for the site?
Because I offered.
No, I want Scott to answer that one. Scott, why are you writing for the site?
What do you mean, why?
I could, Kim should be writing for the site, but why are you writing for the site? Widge?
Scott's like the most prolific writer we have that's not me.
I know. There's a problem in that.
Don't look at me.
That's not my problem either.
I'm just terrible at motivating people, apparently.
Yeah. I still got more material out of Tuffley.
Well, to be fair, he had less other things competing for his attention.
I know. I got him at just the right time.
So you're implying that Tuffley's past is sell-by date?
Oh, no, not at all. Just that he has
a
range of interests now.
You like being tied up.
Now, did I say that?
Oh, my God. Is he tied to the desk?
Now, they're sturdy, Ken, but they're not that sturdy.
Are you talking about the desk or Tuffley?
The desk.
Okay.
Damn.
I mean, IKEA furniture is high quality, but it is inexpensive.
Are they flat top or roll top?
It's actually one of those ones that fits in the corner. Got a hutch on it.
I bet it's got a hutch on it.
That's right.
It's useful for storing things.
Weekend Justice, where no description of furniture is safe any longer.
How
just wait till we get our new coffee table. I bet you'll be enthralled.
How often do you have to polish the finish?
I'm sorry?
How often do you have to polish the finish?
Oh, it keeps itself up pretty well.
And then they polish it off.
Now, do you rub with the grain or against the grain?
It's laminate plywood. It doesn't really have a grain.
Well, that just completely ruined the mood, didn't it?
I'm sorry. Well, you know I'm a married woman. I can't string you along too much. It wouldn't be nice.
I don't know. He's tied up. He won't know.
He'll know in his heart.
Unless this is part of the whole elaborate thing.
Go on the internet, you know.
Like, you know, honey, I'll tie you up and I'll do the podcast beside you.
There's probably a web form for that somewhere.
There probably is. People who get off on podcasting.
Oh, God.
They call them podcatchers.
Oh.
That's bad.
Wow. That's pretty painful.
That's part of the forum.
Yes, I know.
Yes.
So Kim, where are we on the agenda? Was there a devolve into sexual innuendo section,
well,
or where
said,
are we?
Well, when Scott was doing the funny voice, does that count as heavy breathing?
No, I'm sure that a lot of our listeners are probably breathing pretty heavy right now, but
I think
I'm
Scott
sure...
talking qualifies as heavy breathing.
I think we're hovering somewhere around filthy innuendo.
Ah, good.
Well, that's always when you want to check off.
check out.
That is exactly what you want to check off.
or bring the check.
What the hell did that mean?
I don't know. Unless you meant the cereal. And even that doesn't make any sense.
Scott, your innuendo makes no sense.
There's probably a form for that.
It's my fault you don't get it.
Explain it. Let's make this even more awkward. Explain your innuendo exactly.
Yes, let's get more awkward than talking about plywood.
It's not funny.
It wasn't funny in the first place, so explain it. You're not killing anything.
Get it.
Okay, I have a filthy mind, and I didn't get it either, so...
It wasn't meant to be filthy.
What? You said it!
Then why the hell did you say it?
See, he's
doing
it.
Because every once in a while, I say something that is non-filthy.
If it wasn't supposed to be innuendo, then it makes even less sense. You just randomly
Scott.
Said, bring the check. By the way, that's how I hear all of your lines ending.
With a ha ha
yes.
On the end?
Yes. as far as I'm concerned, the podcast isn't moving forward until Scott explains himself.
Is there anything to explain?
No, there isn't.
It's just...
I'm still Scott, waiting.
It's Scott's Dadaist ways.
There you go. It's my attempt at surrealism.
No, I don't buy it.
Or if he was talking about the cereal, it would be his attempt at surrealism.
Oh.
That almost made me forgive Scott.
Wow.
That's pretty powerful.
I know.
That's
I'm
how
impressed.
Powerfully bad that was.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I can always serve as a bad example.
I did say almost forgive Scott.
Yeah, I know. I know
well,
nothing Ken's that good.
Almost forgiving me a lot of the time.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't expect it to go any farther. It is you two.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like one of the great rivalries in cinema or literature.
That's really sad.
Like Captain Marvel and Mr. Mind. Thank you, Whit.
With or without Skeets?
With Skeets.
Okay.
Always with Skeets.
Okay. If only for the action figure, right?
If only for the action figure.
It's important to do things for the action figure.
I swear that I have seen this show on public access in New York City.
What? Let's use Kim's sultry voice to turn everything into an innuendo?
Yes.
What a great show. Actually, we'll probably get good ratings.
Kim, do me a favor and say, scrubbing bubbles.
Scrubbing bubbles? Is this like that scene in Sneakers where she's trying to get him to give her the voice thing?
Yeah, say my voice is my passport. Verify me in your most sultry voice.
My voice is my passport. Verify me.
Which
Ken, is she verified or what?
Which you're gonna get a ton of pull quotes from this.
I know, it's gonna be awesome. We're just, you know, at the end of the year when we do the best of the outtakes, we're just gonna do this one uncut. It's gonna be great.
Not the best of the outtakes. You're putting together
wait,
the random Kim generator.
Yeah. So Ken, did I get
Kim...
access to the system?
What?
Did I get access
before?
To the system?
No. Now say there is no Dana, only Zool.
There is no Dana, only Zool.
Widge, your turn.
Mike, I'm not going to say it.
Not say it? Come up with something.
No, this is not... No, I refuse to use Kim as our, you know, personal speak and spell or whatever. See and say.
Is that like when Tom Baker did the voice messages?
Exactly. Now I don't
is
mind.
Is that going to be a new pay feature on the site?
I know. We should have a, what is it called? A soundboard?
No.
Yeah.
Kim Sultry soundboard. Make her say what you want.
Hey, we could set a 900 number up.
I'd be great.
Which,
now, like I said, I refuse to
never
sink
use that
to the
voice
level.
Again, okay.
What?
It's only $4.95 a minute.
Again.
What voice?
The one you just used.
Which voice?
The sultry soundboard voice you just used. Never use that again.
Don't ever use it again?
Yes, don't.
Okay. Nobody's doing that asking for a soundboard in my shitty voice.
That was creepy and just a touch scuzzy.
Well, that's, you know, that's what I've heard.
Creepy is something we do, but we never want to veer into scuzzy.
That's the voice when we were a flesh peddler in the late 90s. Ironically enough, when he was 42.
A flesh peddler? A flesh peddler. It sounds like a bicycle designed by Clive Barker.
You're right, it does.
Flesh peddler by Schwinn.
By Huffy.
Better than that than by swing.
By swing, she's got it.
I think we've gotten to the explicitly perverse part of the agenda.
Oh, good.
We're rocketing right through this one.
I know. We're going to be done early.
Woo-hoo!
Actually, what I was going to say is that I will not sink to the level of asking Kim to just say things for the sake of hearing her say them. Now, I will not hesitate to let you guys do that because, you know, but someone has to, you know, keep up appearances.
We always appreciate
your
fine example of leadership.
We've seen you with.
You've seen me what?
No, I've seen you. You don't keep up appearances.
Whoa. I do believe this shit just got real.
Yeah, real bad.
Yeah,
now,
very
Kim,
true.
Now, Kim say I'm go-go sorry? Gadget arms.
Would you try using her like a train seal?
Scott, Wow. Now, back to go-go gadget arms.
Oh, God.
I don't know, Ken. I think I might have to get a bonus if I say go-go gadget arms for you.
Yeah, fine.
What's the bonus?
I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
You have a choice between that or skidamarinky-dinky-dink, skidamarinky-do.
I'm sorry, Kim, but I don't think even your voice can make that sexy.
Yeah,
I believe there's a challenge.
No, not a challenge. Just
I don't know. I don't
that.
Know, Scott. I bet there's a forum for that.
There's a forum for everything. If you know what?
Yeah.
If there isn't, someone's creating it on Google Groups in your honor right now.
Yes. Yeah. Puppet elephant porn.
It's called Skinamarinka Kinky Dink.
Skinamarinky Foo.
Nice.
Thank you.
Well, I think that would be the Scott's exasperated sigh part of the agenda.
No. No. Actually, I find this quite
No.
I'm not exasperated, bitch.
You were halfway to a chorus on that one.
Weekend Justice the Musical.
No.
That would be awesome.
Actually, that would be kind of
funny.
Can
a lead singer be a lower tone voice than just a soprano? Because that's kind of cliched, you know.
A lower tone voice than what?
Yeah, not a soprano, like an alto or somebody.
Oh.
It would add the drama.
I think we've come to the portion of the show where Widge is going to serenade us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That would be exciting.
Hear that, Widge? That would be exciting.
That's great. I'm thrilled for everyone. What
Kim,
the fuck
Kim,
is everyone talking about?
Kim, what would you like him to sing? Shut up, Widge. Kim, what would you like him to sing?
Well, we never did hear anything from his band.
No, we didn't, did we?
That's because Widge can't remember anything from his band, as Widge made clear.
That I think, is complete bullshit.
Well, you can think whatever you like. Again,
how,
I'm just glad you're thinking.
How many gigs did you play?
What?
How many gigs did you do?
A lot. And you
okay.
know what? Yes, and that was when? Oh, let's think. 13 fucking years ago.
So?
So what?
There are some songs I haven't heard in 13 years that I didn't even perform that I can still remember the words to. Sing, fucker!
I'm not gonna sing! You
yes.
can go fuck yourself!
What?
No!
What song?
No, sing! No, come on, one. You can't remember anything?
I can't remember anything! Especially not when put on the spot like this!
Line.
What?
Nothing. You can't remember anything from any song.
I can't remember anything. It was 13 fucking years ago.
What was the general gist of your songwriting?
We've been over this. This was last week, last 2 weeks ago.
Cut that out. We're going over it again.
Well, you can go over it all you want.
Were they like grunge, teenage, what?
No, it's more like progressive rock. I answered all this before.
You were like
a kind of tool, right?
We were doing so well. We had Kim here. She was exciting everyone. The ratings are going to go well. And then you took us a huge step backwards.
Shut up. I want to get to your Rick Wakeman phase. Go.
What Rick? I can't play piano. I don't know. There's no Rick Wakeman phase.
Did you ever do covers?
Yes.
Okay. What's one of the covers you do often?
We covered all of Pink Floyd the Wall at one point.
Okay, give us a little Pink Floyd.
I'm not giving you some Pink Floyd.
Give us some Pink Floyd.
Richard Wright just died. Why would I want
I
to
know.
Desecrate the memory of Richard Wright?
Hold a
Wright?
Candle.
What?
Hold a candle. Do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Kim,
what?
Would you like to... Shut up, Widge. Kim, would you like to hear Widge do a little Pink Floyd?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't want him to compromise his sensitivity principles.
That's a yes. Widge, some Pink
there
Floyd.
There you go. I'll sing a little bit from Adam Hart, Mother Sweet. How about that?
What? Adam what? Mother what?
The Adam Hart, Mother Sweet. Would that make you happy?
Maybe.
Would that make you happy?
I'd like to hear a little bit of The Wall, though.
You would like to hear a little bit of The Wall?
Yeah.
I don't want to sing any Wall for you.
I think the listeners would like to hear some Wall from you.
No, trust me, the listeners do not. We were doing so well.
They're going to Wall.
So well.
Wall.
We were doing so well. And now you have to ruin everything.
I think Rich wants to take the Wall and chop your head into it.
What were you saying, Ken?
What?
I sounded like you were saying something while Scott was speaking.
That's usually when I try and speak.
Yeah, I know.
Generally, yeah.
Kim has studied the podcast, so she knows.
Yes, I know.
I did. I wanted to make a good impression.
Not only is she an expert on the podcast,
and you did.
Now it's only listener.
I know. You fucking took us back to last 2 weeks ago.
You should be angry at Kim, because now that she's on the podcast, no one's listening.
What?
No, more people are listening because of Kim.
No, we already drove them off long ago. They're not coming back.
What?
Unless you hype this as the entrance into a new and sexier era.
Damn it, we've already had a new shining era.
No, this isn't
That's
shining.
Right. That was a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, exactly.
There's nothing shiny about this.
This is like having a volume 4 number 1. We're like restarting the series every 3 months to try to hype sales.
Well, you know, now we're going to have to go to every week.
Does that mean we have to bring in Brandon Roth?
No, next week we're going to have an early bird special.
Like at Denny's?
Like at Denny's.
I'm not sure that's the audience we're going for, Ken.
At this
yeah,
point,
I don't see senior citizens shopping at ThinkGeek.
ThinkGeek?
You mean
ThinkGeek.com?
Yes, they do.
I love that.
That's excellent stuff at ThinkGeek.
Lip balm you can get.
Yes, did you hear that? Kim just described the wonderful lip balm you can get from ThinkGeek.com.
Hey, Ken, you know what I just... Ken, you know what I just bought from ThinkGeek?
What did you just buy from ThinkGeek, Widge?
Because I had a gift certificate, I went and bought a bunch of caffeinated mints and chocolates.
From ThinkGeek.com?
Yes, I did.
Wow. The place that has stuff for smart masses?
That's right.
Wow.
Excellent.
And
ThinkGeek.com. Yay!
Yes, I also bought something from ThinkGeek.com.
We don't care.
Yes, you do.
What did you buy from ThinkGeek.com,
Scott? I bought some Miracle Berry tablets.
Did they work any miracles for you?
What do you want to make taste sweeter?
I think there's a forum for that.
It's on Ning. It's the needcoffee.com.
How would you like to see my miracle berries?
They now taste sweeter.
Honest. Try them. You'll like them. Just pluck them right off the vine.
You just put them on your tongue for a couple of seconds.
Changes
actually,
the taste of everything.
They recommend a minute, actually.
They
oh,
or you?
We wouldn't want to shortchange the berries.
No. You got
to
respect the
berries.
They don't get
a chance to activate if you don't put them on there long enough.
Exactly.
And you got to make sure to coat the entire tongue with it.
That's an important consideration.
That takes a lot of extract.
Well, I'm sure you provide full instruction for anyone who wants to partake of the berry.
Well, yeah, you don't want any accidents.
I'd just like to point out that we went from total perversion into an advertisement, then took the advertisement into total perversion.
That takes skills.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it's called infinite comedy.
Oh.
Thinkgeek.com.
Woohoo! We're good.
What? Huh? Well, who's speaking? I'm exhausted.
We've only been doing this 10 minutes.
I know.
Wow.
We just edited it to make it seem longer.
Are we going to call Doc for the sports scores?
Should we?
I think we should.
Well, we could try him.
We could?
We could.
Yeah, let's try him.
You guys want to try Doc?
Sure.
All right, hang on.
No guarantee he's going to answer.
Yeah. Well, hang on.
Probably depends how good the game is.
Yeah, hang on. I'm going to IM you. Can the number.
Using technology.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yes, technology.
I love technology.
Oh, as do we all.
The password is berries.
Please hold as I try and bring in that bitter bastard.
But
sorry,
you're already on the line, Ken.
With technology.
Technology.
But you're already on the line, Ken.
What?
What?
Huh?
The bitter bastard. That's you.
No.
Yes.
I have a happy-go-lucky soul. Shut the fuck up. I'll be right back.
It's better living through technology. There, I just sang, and he wasn't here to hear it. He can fuck off.
You know,
I feel
think
like
I
should
if
be
I
a
actually...
backup singer.
I need a backup singer?
Like the Shondells.
Now we fix up, huh?
Okay,
ooh,
good.
It's ringing.
I'll let you talk first, please. Confuse him.
Too ringing.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Doc.
Hey, what's up, Wedge?
Not too much, man. This is the Weekend Justice calling you for the sports scores.
Yeah, give us the sports scores.
Oh, 3-2.
That's
excellent.
That's all we did. Thanks, Doc.
All right.
Thanks, Doc.
Bye.
Sure.
Bye.
I appreciate it.
That was Doc with the sports scores.
And for those who didn't hear it, 3-2.
3-2. Wow, that's a close game.
Yep.
Yes. Whatever that game may be.
And whoever it is that's winning.
Yes,
good on them.
They're geeks. We don't know.
And don't care.
Yeah.
So, Widge, did you want to try and wrap things together with a bow?
Yes. Yes, so we can totally descend
them.
Wait,
Widge has a bow?
What was it?
What?
Yes, what I use to shoot arrows bathed in cold fire at swan's balls. Yes. Thank you, Scott. So Kim, I try to wrap up the podcast, which causes what to happen?
A descent into depravity and chaos.
Okay, what if we're already chaotic and depraved? What happens then?
Then I think we all give our picks.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, we got the depravity and chaos over early.
Yeah, see, well, Kim, you've made us so much more efficient with this.
Well, the days are getting shorter.
Well,
that's
it is true. And Leon's getting larger.
Thank you.
Indeed.
All right, so, picks then. Recommendations. Scott, we'll let you go first.
Okay. My recommendation is a new book that came out. It's called The Irregulars, and it's about the Roald Dahl, the creator
of People Who Can't Get Off the Shelf Pants.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory and his wartime spy service, except he was spying in America. His job was to influence American policy to get America into the war and make sure that Britain was more favored when it came to support from America.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, these guys, I mean, they basically, Britain was like, we need America in the war, we need them supporting us, so they basically used a whole bunch of dirty tricks and, you know, blackmail and other things to get that to happen.
In the finest British traditions.
Oh, exactly.
Those wacky Brits.
Yes, but they did it with wit.
Exactly.
And that's
somehow
and you know what?
Much more authoritative.
And a heavy dose of sarcasm and irony.
Yes.
And lots of swears.
When they did it, and when we tried to do it ourselves, the British version was so much better.
Oh, yeah, the British version is always better.
And in the British version, there was a lot more sex.
That was just the male nudity.
Well, I don't know about the male nudity, but Dahl got around. He was definitely, you know, getting in there.
Round?
With his berries. Yeah.
Rahl
oh,
got
yeah.
around?
It was a
mm-hmm.
miracle.
Yes. Well, some
he
of the women did think so.
Round.
Yes, it was very roundish.
Rahl got around.
Yeah. Yes.
Right, round.
Got around. Yeah, Will got around. Yeah.
Get around, round.
Round like a record.
That was beautiful.
God damn it, we couldn't stop ourselves. I saw it, I tried to get away, and I couldn't. God damn it!
It's okay, Will. Sometimes these things are unavoidable.
Yes, I know.
You just gotta let it happen.
Honestly, that should be the catchphrase for Weekend Justice.
some of these things
are
unavoidable. Oh, my God.
It'll be on the T-shirt.
Yes. All right, Kim, what are your recommendations?
All right, I have two things that are actually topical for this weekend and one that's more general. First off, if anybody who is a musical fan and who likes the musical Rent, there is a version of the musical that was filmed live on Broadway and is actually being shown this weekend in movie theaters. So there are showings on Saturday and Sunday, and you can go to thehotticket.net/rent, and you can see the more information about it. And also, if you don't get to the movie theater, you can always buy the movie on DVD. I enjoyed it. If you like the show, I think you'll probably enjoy the movie as well. So that is this weekend.
You like Rent?
Another thing, yes. Another thing is, anybody who likes the Black Phoenix Alchemy Lab perfumes that we've mentioned on the site, they have the Gaiman perfumes, they've got the Cthulhu perfumes, steampunk, an extended limited edition called Carnival Diabolique that they have been doing since August 2006 is coming to an end this month. So if you want to get any of the many perfumes that is in that line, you need to go ahead and get there before the end of the month. That's blackphoenixalchemylab.com. And then I've got a book recommendation. It's actually a trilogy. The first two have been released. The last one hasn't. It's the Monster Blood Tattoo series by D.M. Cornish. The first book is called Foundling. The second one is called Lamplighter. The third one hasn't been officially released yet, but I think the title is going to be Factotum. They're sort of steampunk without steam, if that makes sense. They are set in a It's set in a sort of Edwardian, Dickensian world, and instead of having this sort of steam-based technology, they have a similar thing, but it's with biotechnology. So they have some people who get various operations to give themselves different abilities. They grow various organs separate from bodies to do functions. It's really interesting, and it's illustrated by the author. It's actually a young adult series, but it's really, really good and has a lot of nuance to it, and the illustrations are visually delightful. So I highly recommend that to anyone who likes that sort of retro speculative fiction genre.
Well, there you go.
Wow.
See, I told you I was going to do my very best for you guys.
Well, you have.
Needed.
Thank you.
All right, so, Ken, what have you got?
Well, I was wondering if I should recommend Mega Man 9 or the first season of iCarly on DVD.
Your pick. Flip a coin or something.
It's a bit of a toss-up.
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and recommend Mega Man 9. Just because it brought back wonderful late 80s memories of playing Mega Man 2.
And dying over and over again? That's what we did.
Oh, it's spectacularly difficult and a pain in the ass, just like I remember Mega Man being.
Excellent.
And if you want to relive those original memories, Mega Man 1 and 2 are now available on the Virtual Console for the Wii. So you can go back and completely relive all those horrible memories of getting sliced in half or blown to atoms.
But make sure you put the strap on your controller first, because you really will throw them.
Yeah, but it's not that... you don't really get into the throwing phase when you're holding it like the original NES controller.
Well, yes, but I just meant due to the overwhelming frustration and rage.
No,
as you die over and over. Or maybe I just
put the controller aside and weep.
Oh.
I don't act out, I act in.
That explains
a
lot.
That's an equally valid coping mechanism, Ken.
Isn't it? You know what is even more valid? Fuck you,
what?
Scott.
That's him acting out.
Oh, I forgot to put that on my agenda.
What's that?
Fuck you, Scott. There's always one.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
And hopefully
sorry,
more.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
So, Widge, your pick?
My pick would be the Peter Cook and Dudley Moore from BBC Video, the best of what's left of Not Only But Also. The series that they're... What?
Like to explain the reason behind that?
Well, yes, because a lot of it's missing.
Well, no, not missing. Destroyed.
Well, yes. Well, yeah. Well, they
The BBC didn't think that their entertainment programs, particularly their light entertainment programs, were worth keeping, so they wiped the tapes and reused them in the late 60s and early 70s.
Right. So, and wasn't it, Ken, wasn't it Evanier who mentioned that if Monty Python, because basically it was the black and white programs that they did this with. So it was Python, if it had aired just a little bit earlier, would have been in black and white and then would have been subject to getting wiped. And that wasn't it Evanier who pointed that out?
It might have been.
Yeah. So this is basically what they've been able to cobble together of the extant footage of the show.
Basically, the majority of it is there's a large chunk of filmed bits, and it's kinescopes, largely, of the video bits. So, but it does have the wonderful Thunderbirds parody.
Yes.
That they did.
Super Sting, Thunder Car, whatever we call it. I forget what it was called. We actually posted it on the site at one point.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Yes. So yes, that is my pick. A bit of British comedy
history.
Yes, lovely stuff.
It is lovely stuff. You know what else is lovely stuff? Let's give a big round of applause for Kim being part of the podcast.
Yay, Kim!
Yay!
Aw, thank you guys.
You're welcome back anytime.
Well,
I mean, Kim's basically on staff, so I mean she's got an open invitation to show up anytime. You tell Tuffley to let you come out and play more often.
Mike would definitely agree that she's on staff. Sorry.
No comment.
Yeah, he probably is getting thirsty now, or at least has to use the bathroom. So we should probably wrap things up before he starts
seriously.
Passing out or something.
Yeah,
that
would be
bad. That.
He's probably been screaming the safe word for the past hour.
No, I don't like that implication.
Park your line!
Well, no, you know what it is.
Large!
They're doing their final... They're working out the live version of Gerald's Game.
That's horrible. And who's supposed to be the Nosferatu-like assailant in this scenario?
Oh, that's Ken. He's coming in next week.
No.
Yes.
Tuffley's game.
You know, Scott, you really are the Renfield of Need Coffee.
Well, I do like to attack flies. That is true.
And suck on a rat.
Nummy.
At least it's not a rat's berries.
Okay, well, we know Scott can make it sweeter. So let's go ahead and end this thing right now.
Okay.
With our sing-along.
What are we singing along to, Ken?
Dark Side of the Moon. Or
That's
the
not
wall.
A good sing-along song, Ken.
What?
What?
Come on, the wall. Come on. Give me the wall.
Dude, I sang while you were going to get Doc.
No, you
did.
You lying fucker. Sing.
No, he did.
Yeah. You're going to call Kim a lying fucker?
No, I'm calling you a lying fucker. I'm not going to address what Kim just said. That way I preserve my ability not to do that to her.
So basically, by implication, Kim, he's not directly saying that you're lying, but it is implied.
Ken, you ruined me.
No, I fully inaugurated you to what it means to be part of Weekend Justice.
That could actually be the subtitle of this podcast.
Which part?
All of it, really.
That would be a long fucking title.
It would be like Fiona Apple's second album.
Oh, God.
It was better than the thought that just crossed my mind.
Oh? Which is what?
The Secret Society of Skull and Boner.
Oh. Writing it down.
Well.
Now, between that and Kim, our ratings are going to rock!
That'll be great!
Who knows? We may even do another one of these before the new year.
I know!
Well, you know, if you get enough emails requesting.
I think we need to set a threshold. What do we say, Widge? We need to get at least one email requesting?
Yeah. let's come up with an achievable goal.
At least
That's right.
one email
so,
from someone who is not on staff.
Yes.
Is not a regular Need Coffee person like UM.
Right.
In fact, it has to be one complete stranger who which goes, I don't know who this is.
I do that with all of you.
I only wish I could do that with you.
Damn, I was going to get one of the unique geek people to do it, but damn. Don't
That's
do
right.
Now.
Send your email to widget@needcoffee.com. Widget with two T's. And you know what? We should do a mailbag segment of Weekend Justice.
No, we probably should.
I could give dramatic readings of the mailbag.
You could what?
I could give dramatic readings of the mail.
Yeah, how do you like that, Ken?
The thing is, I think Ken might have some like bad flashbacks about mail.
No, there's no Dana.
Yeah, but that's how flashbacks work. I know there's no Dana, but then you'd be like screaming, oh my God! Incoming!
No?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't see it.
What color?
Well, it's a podcast, so you can't see much of it, which is good.
But I have a very vivid imagination.
I'm so terribly sorry.
Thank God, so do we.
Yes.
Yeah, Tuffley's not sorry.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Right. I would, on behalf of Widge and myself, like to tell you to thank Mike for not being here tonight.
I will pass along your thanks.
And we can only hope that in the future, he decides not to join us again.
Or you can simply make the decision for him.
That you have two lions in the house and untie one of his arms.
You know, that might be a possibility.
Or he
We have a lot of technology.
You can always get him a headset.
Technology?
Technology!
I love technology.
I love technology.
And technology loves you.
Technology loves
yes,
all
it
the
does.
Boys and girls in the world.
Yes, it does.
Technology embraces and touches all.
Mm-hmm.
In a bad place.
Technology touching.
Never let technology touch you below your bikini line.
On the door, show us where
well,
technology
I don't know.
Touched you.
Some people might not agree with you, Edge.
This is a
awkward,
PSA.
Awkward technology. There's another band name for you, John.
What's that?
Widge, sorry. God, you and your fucking code names.
That's right.
Can you take care of the CIA agent?
From now on, you're J-Dog.
Oh, God.
Awkward Technology. There's another band name.
Ah, that's an excellent band name.
It is an excellent band name because I came up with it.
Does that make you DJ Plumey?
No, it doesn't. And
why
I don't
not?
Believe we included you in this conversation.
I don't know. I think DJ Plumey has a nice ring to it.
I think you can just fuck off.
I think we should...
to a natural
if I could
conclusion.
Fuck off, you think I'd be on this podcast?
We have no natural conclusions. They're only unnatural ones. Which
that
would be
almost
now.
That sounds almost like something Oscar Wilde would say.
If it were
well, almost.
If it were what, Ken?
If it were funnier.
I said almost.
Nice.
Would you like to say goodbye from all of us?
Goodbye from all of us.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, everyone. And we're out.
Except for Kim. Let's never do this again. Oh, we forgot.
What?
Technology!
Technology!
I love technology.
And technology wants to spend the night with you.
I don't know, would technology
morning.
Still respect me in the morning?
Technology will leave a note.
And will let itself out.
And cab fare.
I bet technology never returns your calls.
Technology will run into you at a club.
And pretend not to know you?
Even though technology doesn't call, technology does care.
I don't know, I think technology sounds like kind of a bastard.
Technology likes to give its love to all the world.
That's why when you run into it into the club, it will be with your best friend.
You cannot possess technology.
Don't be selfish, Kim. Don't be selfish, you must share.
Don't be a bitch to technology.
I think we should start a column with that name.
I think I want that on a t-shirt. Don't be
our
a
cafe
bitch
press
to technology.
Standing by the minute.
There we go. There's our natural ending point. I believe we fulfilled everything on Kim's list.
Kim, are we done?
I believe we're done.
Then
oh,
we're done.
Yay.
Bye.
Hooray.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Technology.